The budget update come down because, of course, it clearly was absolutely pivotal to the future of Australia's AAA credit rating. Australia is one of the very few nations in the world that has a AAA credit rating from all three of the major ratings agencies. And I can tell you, after today's budget update, which to me at least anyway, appears to be a tiptoe around the edges, there's not a lot that politically the government can do right now, in many ways doing big, bold reform. If you were to take big cost savings out of our economy right now, it may work, but politically it would be almost impossible. And of course, you've got a virtual implosion of one nation with Rod Cullerton walking out of the party today, but may not in the near future sit in Parliament at all in the Senate. But then on top of that, you've also got a point whereby if you do make big, bold changes to the economy, it could crush what little growth is going on right now. You could even see the economy very quickly in recession. Well, I can also tell you that what Standard & Poor's, the credit ratings agency, we heard a little earlier from Moody's, Marita Ron, they said the rating is safe. But what Standard & Poor's, which has had Australia on a negative credit watch today, said the government's worsening forecast fiscal position, as outlined in its latest budget predictions earlier today, further pressure the ratings. We remain pessimistic about the government's ability to close existing budget deficits and return a balanced budget by the year ending June 30, 2021. In other words, they believe that the outlook for the rating, the AAA credit rating, has deteriorated. Let's just pick up a little of the Treasurer, Scott Morrison. I spoke to him a little earlier today.
You reckon the Australian public, the voting community, do you reckon they're up for the types of measures and the cuts that might have to be instituted to maintain this AAA credit rating?
I can only make that assessment by what happens in the Australian Parliament. And in the Australian Parliament, we continue to struggle to get the willingness right across the board to make the difficult choices on payment savings that need to be made. Now, we've got $13.2 billion still to go. $12.5 billion of those are actually all on payment savings.
So let's go to the man who perhaps in many ways is either an obstruction or an implementation to some of those budget savings. That man is the alternative treasurer, the shadow treasurer, Chris Bowen, who's on the line. Many thanks for your time, Chris.
Pleasure, Ross. Good evening.
Now, do you believe that what you saw today in this budget update is an indictment of the government, the way in which it's going about managing its affairs? Because if you were the treasurer, you would perhaps face a very similar situation.
Well, it is an indictment, Ross. I mean, this is a party which said on coming to government that they had budget repair, and every update says the budget get worse. And this government can't point to a downturn internationally. In fact, commodity prices are strong at the moment. They can't point to international factors like were present during the global financial crisis. And in fact, their own decisions since the 2015 budget have made the budget worse by $10.5 billion over the forward estimates. And, of course, we now have, it's good that we have a return to surplus in 2021. That's good. That's maintaining the timetable. But now it's wafer thin. It's $1 billion. I mean, that'd be blown over in a breeze. And even that figure includes passing measures which the Parliament has made very, very clear we won't be passing because they're fundamentally unfair.
But the point is that even your forecast pre-election did show a worsening, a deterioration of the budget deficit before it would get better. In other words, before some of your changes to, say, negative gearing would actually, really start to take effect in the budget. The question is whether your measures, had you been able to get those two extra House of Representative seats, would have meant that really the budget would have been in worse shape today than what it is.
Well, of course, you're right to say that reforms to negative gearing and capital gains tax take a while to have a very strong positive return to the budget, but then they build very, very quickly. So, yeah, they didn't raise that much over the forward estimates, but they raised a lot over the 10 years. But to put it another way, Ross, I mentioned before the budget surplus now of $1 billion in 2021. Now, if the government adopted our reforms on negative gearing and capital gains tax and dropped their big business tax cut, then that surplus will go up by $4 billion. So that would lock in the AAA. The AAA rating is still in danger. It's very good that the rating agencies haven't moved on it today, but it's still very much in danger. It's still very much in play. And the risk is still very much on the downside for Australia if we lose the AAA rating. So I maintain my concern about that. And I really would be willing to work with the government across the aisle on sensible reforms, as we've shown. I mean, the Treasurer was boasting today that he'd passed two-thirds of the savings, government savings. That's right. And most of that is with our support. But what we're not going to do is go back on what we've said consistently now for almost 3 years since the 2014 budget, that there are some things we just simply can't support.
You and I would recognise that the vast majority of spending in our budget is on welfare, social security, and also on health. These are the areas that ultimately have to be, well, trimmed if you were to be able to balance the budget, to be able to get the books managed. I mean, yes, you can raise revenue, you can raise company taxes, but that goes against what's happening globally and especially in the United States with Donald Trump becoming the new president and taxes being cut there. Australia technically becomes less competitive. It's in the cost savings area, which have blown out the structural spending that was created during good times. And of course, commodity prices are not what they once were.
Well, you do need to have both as part of the solution, and by that I mean both spending and revenue. That's where I differ with Scott Morrison, who keeps saying Australia doesn't have a revenue problem. Yes, we do. We do have a revenue problem. Can that simply be fixed by only revenue measures? No, it can't. But you've got to have revenue measures as part of the solution. And, you know, we've had spending cuts. I mean, the omnibus savings bill, which was passed by both sides of Parliament, was all spending. No revenue measures at all, no tax increases, all spending. We've shown we can do that. I mean, we announced our vet fee help reform before the election. That was all spending. The government has since adopted its own package. That's good. You know, they've followed us there. That's good. So, yes, you do need to have restraint on spending, but you also need to have revenue measures in the as part of the solution as well.
Do you think there are ongoing fears in the community that you've got to overcome as the Shadow Treasurer, that given the fact that much of the spending, a lot of the spending, and therefore, if you like, the impetus that we now are still putting up with the structural spending inside the economy did occur during the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years. Now, sure, some of it did also occur during the Howard Costello years, yeah. In particular some of the changes to family tax benefits, but a lot of it did occur in Labor years. And that's what people still, you've got to convince them that you would not simply be a very high spending government and allow the debts to balloon out even further from here.
Well, I think you deal with that by actions. Now, firstly, yes, you're right. I mean, spending was increased under both governments. But the things that the Labor Party spent it on, I think, are widely accepted in the community. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, for example. I mean, we are a nation which can afford, despite our challenges, to care for our most vulnerable. Through the National Disability Insurance Scheme, that was well worth doing, and we don't resolve from that. You're right that a lot of welfare measures were introduced during Howard Costello years, which both sides have had to pay back. You know, both this government has and we have had when we were in office. But you deal with that political challenge by your actions, and of course, we've led the debate on the economy now for 3 years, and when we go to the next election, I'll have a very detailed set of books and policies, just as we did the last election. Now, it won't be exactly the same as what we took to the last election because things change, circumstances change, and we're fighting the 2018 election, not the 2016 election. And when I'll be obviously coming on your show regularly to talk about the sorts of policies that we're putting in place and the way that we would see the budget return to balance.
Tell me, do you believe Australia is more vulnerable to recession than most eras or most periods that we've had since our last great recession in the early 1990s? Are we vulnerable to that now?
Well, we've got our vulnerabilities. We've got our strengths, Ross. I'm very careful not to be alarmist. You've commented on this. I mean, I don't think it'd be easy for me to run around saying the world's falling in, we're going to have a recession. I'm not going to do that. Just because I'm the Shadow Treasurer doesn't mean that I shouldn't be responsible. I think that that would be a blow to confidence if you had the alternative treasurer running around saying everything's terrible. We have some strengths. We have some vulnerabilities. The negative quarter was bad news for Australia. There's no way of sugarcoating that. I would imagine and hope and I believe that next quarter will be much stronger because you're bouncing back off a low base. I'll call it as I see it at every turn. That means I'll talk about what could be going better, but it means I won't be alarmist by the same token.
Chris Bowen, our Shadow Treasurer. Always great to have a chat to you on the program, and we appreciate it this evening.
Have a great Christmas, Ross. Enjoy your break, and talk to you in 2017.
Same to you as well.